Islam in daily life.
Prepared by Dr. Sayyid Ali Nabi and presented by Abdul Gader Hubeis. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Dhul Hijjah is the last Arabic month of the Muslim year, on the 10th day of which falls the festival of the Feast of Sacrifice. This great event in the history of Islam has a twofold significance, for it combines both the pilgrimage and the sacrifice in its acts of devotion prescribed in the Holy Quran. Traces of pre-Islamic customs have also been found embodied in the rites and rituals of pilgrimage and sacrifice. The origin of this dates back to Abraham, rightly called the father of Islam in the line of prophethood, that is, proved to have the same mission as that of Muhammad, on whom be peace, and the same message to give as that of Islam in continuous succession since the creation of Adam. The institution of Islam has five great pillars on the ecclesiastical side, resting on its fundamental structure, pilgrimage to Mecca being the fifth and the last in the order of this edifice, which forms the ultimate basis of the realization of Muslim unity in its entirety. The sanctity of religion reaches its culminating point with the performance of the pilgrimage and the symbol of sacrifice enjoined therein. The deeper spiritual aspect of it envisages an ascetic experience in man's practical life. The pilgrim has to renounce worldly pleasure and be prepared to sacrifice all that he holds good and dear in a secular sense. Being thus spiritually inclined, he brooks no ill will, hatred, or jealousy, but departs in peace. The pangs of separation as he leaves all things aside in his journey to Mecca cause him pain in his heart, seldom felt in his life. The fulfillment of his mission gives him the hope that his future progress along the lines marked out for him will lead him to the spiritual path of success, untrammeled by fears of war and worry and the cares of this world. This feeling is the natural outcome of his own inner experience in the glory